From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for November 24, 2015. Thanks to plenty of rain at the right times, the 2015 hunting season has been a jubilee year for the white-tailed deer crop. Tuesday, I talked with Dr. Jim Caffey, AgriLife Extension Wildlife and Fisheries Program Leader at College Station.
The deer crop this year has just been fantastic. This is a jubilee year not only for deer, but for quail as well. And so deer numbers are generally pretty high across the state. We've had ample rainfall over this year for much of Texas, and we could not say that back in 2011. So spotting crops were really good across the different ecological zones. I'm hearing good reports of harvest out there in the field now. We continue to have good conditions here into the early winter time, the late fall and early winter. So antler quality is very good. A lot of happy hunters out there. The economic impact for hunting in general in our state is $3.65 billion. And of that, deer hunting alone counts for $2.16 billion. So pretty important economical drivers for our state and wildlife conservation in Texas. And so it is very important for the state, not only from the individual landowner who may be leasing properties, but people need to recognize it's the hunter-conservationist that's paving the way for wildlife management in our state and many others. So, for instance, if a hunter buys a license, a portion of those proceeds come back to us based on the number of hunters we have in our population as well as the license sales. And so that's called the Federal Aid and Wildlife Restoration Dollars. And so our Texas Parks Wildlife gets an allocation from that that then goes back into the management of not only game animals but non-game species as well.
This has been Robert Burns with AgriLife Communications.